Hello, human champions. It is what you humans call morning. And so it is now time for you to brush your teeth. And I am here with more chompers. Please select one side of the top of your mouth and brush in little circles around each tooth.
Three, two, one,
brush! It's coding week on Chompers, and I'm your favorite robot host, ChomperBot, here to tell you more about computer coding. Now, we learned yesterday that code is the instructions that people write for a computer to follow. So today, we have some true or false for you about code. Ready for your first one? Some traffic lights use code. So, is this true or false? Do some traffic lights use code? Find out after you switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth and keep brushing. The answer is true. Some traffic lights are controlled by computers, and so they do use code. A traffic light is something you might see in the car with your grown-up. The red, yellow, and green lights help drivers know when to stop and when to go. Many of these traffic lights are controlled by computers. Those computers use code to know when to switch the light from one color to another. Switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth and brush your front teeth, too. Ready for your next true or false? Some grocery stores use code. So, is this true or false? Is there code in some grocery stores? The answer is true. Some grocery stores use robots to help put things on shelves. And robots use code.
Wow!
I'll tell you more about it after you switch your brushing to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and give your tongue a brush, too. People use code to teach robots how to do all sorts of things. Some grocery stores are starting to have robots, like me, that help put out new food on shelves for grown-ups to buy, or just drive up and down the aisles looking for spills or anything that might have fallen over. That's all the code they wrote for me today. So this robot is done for the morning. Just in time for you to...
Three, two, one,
spit!
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.